أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. So we've ascertained that the month of Ramadan is awesome because of the descent of the Quran. We've also looked at the do's and don'ts when we attend these celebrations in Ramadan. The focus then was on conversing with divinity. And we looked at the principles laid down in Surah Al-Fatiha. In the last talk, we looked at a brief overview of Quran City and we focused on Huruful Muqatti'at. These were the unique letter combinations that appear in the beginning of 29 surahs of the Quran. And letters, in essence, are unique because they're the fundamental modules which are the basics to understand and communicate the meaning of creation. They're sort of our building blocks of understanding. Because when we string them intelligently, then they are a means of communication. And remember, this is all about communication with divinity. There is also a genetic alphabet which contains and explains the entire biological story of each of us. And you will also notice that in absolutely every single one of these surahs that begin with Huruf al-Muqatti'at, the next sentence talks about the Qur'an. We will now focus on Surah Al-Baqarah. So let's have a brief look at Surah Al-Baqarah. It's a Madani surah revealed, sort of, it is the latter part of the Quran. Remember the first part we have in Makkah. So 86 surahs are already revealed. This is Madani revealed during the first 2 years in Medina. It is parallel with Surah Ali Imran. The Prophet called these two the two glittering sisters. When he was asked about the most important or the best surah in the Quran, he said Surah Al-Baqarah. And when he was asked about the best ayah, Sayyidul Ayah, ayat, the chief of the ayat, he said Ayatul Kursi, which is ayah number 255 in Surah Al-Baqarah. It is the longest surah of the Qur'an with 286 ayat. It is in essence a timeless response to asking for guidance in Surah Al-Fatiha. So we're going to look at it as a university or a school or a teaching institution because we've asked God that we wish to be guided to our full potential. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. And he answered back. He said, easy. Follow those whom I have blessed, not those on whom there is anger, and not those who are lost. So we said, how do I do that? How do I know? He said, read the rest of my Quran. But first, the first surah that comes after this is Surah Al-Baqarah. So this is our university. It has 9 sections. The first section, which is Ayah 1 to 20. Put yourself in a class. You are either a believer, or you are one who covers up the truth, or you are a hypocrite. Then he introduces himself. He says, this is me. I created you, the earth, the heavens, the rain, the fruits. This book, if you're in doubt in it, bring me something like it. He says he's not ashamed to set forth the parable of a mosquito. He says, that tiny insect, that complex, I created it. So the second part, ayah 21 to 29, introduces the owner of the university. The third section looks at his first student, Prophet Adam. So here we have the story of Prophet Adam and Iblis. This is ayah 30 to 39. In the fourth section, which is probably a major part of the first half of Surah Al-Baqarah, he talks about his most challenging students. These are the Bani Israel. The name of the surah comes from this section where there's an event where they were asked to sacrifice a cow. And how they did not submit, but argued, doubted, disputed, asked loads of questions before they agreed. We then go to the next section, which is section 4, ayah 124 to 141. And this is the star student, Prophet Ibrahim alayhislam. Now we have seen the history of this university. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inaugurates us as a new class. And he does that by changing the Qibla, which is in ayah 144, from Masjid al-Aqsa to Masjid al-Haram. The seventh section is now the principles of law, personal and communal. In essence, the syllabus for our new class. It talks about food and Hajj and evidence and charity, retribution, wills. Fasting is in this section. Marriage, bribery, Ramadan, self-defense, orphans, drinking, gambling, oaths, divorce, all sorts of things. And once you come to the end of the seventh section, then you have a general degree. To be awesome, to stand out, to shine out, to get to your full potential, we have to look at the eighth section, which talks about smart investments. In other words, it talks about charity. And then in this section, we see the awesomeness of Allah in the most awesome ayah of the most awesome surah, Ayatul Kursi. And finally, the ninth section. This is Aman al-Rasul, which gives us a synopsis of the core beliefs and dua to maintain them. And these are awesome ayat, because remember, all the ayat came down. But for these particular ones, the Prophet went up. They were revealed in Mi'raj. So, let's go over this again. Surah Al-Baqarah, a university, a school with nine sections. First section, put yourself in a class. Either you're a believer, or you're somebody who covers up the truth, or you're a hypocrite. Next section, the owner of the university, the creator, Allah. Third section, first student, Prophet Adam. Fourth section, the most challenging students, Bani Israel. Fifth section, star student, Prophet Ibrahim. Sixth section, now you've learned the history of the university, you're inaugurated as a new class, there's a change of Qibla. Seventh section, you have the syllabus for your class, and these are the principles of law, personal and communal law. Eighth section, you need to become awesome, you need a master's, and for that you need to make smart investments, and these are giving to charity. In this section also, the awesomeness of Allah in Ayatul Kursi. And finally, the last section, which sort of is a synopsis of everything that's Aman al-Rasul, the core beliefs and the dua to maintain them. More tomorrow, inshallah.